Well, Jack, your new position in the colleges in Kerry, tell us about it.
It's just that I'm doing a bit of coaching in the KES schools around the county. I suppose it was something that I know the way the acting CEO at the moment asked me to do at the beginning of the year, so I was glad to do it, you know, because it's something that I like doing, first of all. And she felt that maybe there was a need to rejuvenate Gaelic football, I suppose, in the KES schools, and so far so good. I've really enjoyed it.
So what does it entail?
Well, it basically involves going to a different school each day and doing some coaching with the first and second years mainly, and you know, in some of the schools then we take the rest of the students who are interested maybe at lunchtime and whatever. So it involves coaching boys and girls and basically anyone who's interested.
Yeah. Well, while your own college down in Castlevania, Jack, has done exceptionally well, I must say, being a Killarney man myself and looking at the setup in Killarney, they're not doing too good in the football here. They need something to give a bit of an impetus. Is the football in the community colleges gone down, do you think?
Well, I suppose it has over the last few years. I suppose, first of all, numbers weren't great, you know, there for a few years. But I have to say now that things are certainly looking up for a lot of those KES schools at the moment. I mean, the likes of Killarney Community College has come on in leaps and bounds in the last few years, and they have a huge intake of first years for next year, so that's very encouraging. And, you know, without numbers, you want to strengthen the sporting area, and, you know, certainly that some of those schools are really coming on in leaps and bounds, I suppose maybe the football coaching will be a bit of a help as well, because it makes it more attractive if there is a healthy football scene in the schools.
You're looking at all the players now, Jack, around. You're watching them training and you're coaching them and things like that. What's the standard like? Are there a lot of good footballers there in the schools now that haven't come out yet? And would you see a great future for them?
Yeah, well, you see, the big thing is to get them at the right age, Rishi, and get them interested and get them, you know, and get proper coaching for them, because I think, you know, there's always going to be a draw for Gaelic football in Kerry, no matter what. I mean, it's a tradition we have, but you can't neglect it. And you know, in the secondary schools especially, I mean, I know there's a huge effort being made at national schools with coaching around the county, but maybe in the secondary schools, it needs to be rejuvenated to a certain extent, because that's the critical age group, you know. I mean, there you can lose a lot of players between the ages of 14 and 18. And you see, they have a lot of choice now at the moment. It's not like South Kerry, where you basically have one game, Gaelic football, around the county. You know, you have a lot of coaches coming in from other codes, like soccer and rugby coaches coming in. So unless, you know, Gaelic football is looked after, you could lose players in that age group, you know.
Jack, on the very same line, strange enough, as late as today, I was talking to a girl from Dublin, and she's involved in the rowing, and she tells me a new rowing coach has been appointed. They're going to appoint a new rowing coach full-time in Killarney. And I know that the Killarney Community College have already signed up to take part in that. So really, that's what you're talking about.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's no longer a case where tradition is going to be enough in Kerry. The kids are going to have to get proper coaching and make the game attractive, and it's crucial that the type of coaching they get is the proper coaching, that it's fun and that it involves the ball all the time, and that they're not, you know, running and racing around the place, that the training sessions and the coaching sessions are enjoyable. And that's basically what I try to do, and make the thing enjoyable for the kids. And I have to say that the reception so far has been great. The kids have been very enthusiastic, as have the teachers, who've also got involved. And I suppose that's the critical thing for me, Uishi, that, you know, maybe I'd pass on a little bit of my knowledge to the teachers in the schools, and then they will continue the work long after I'm gone.
When do you see things developing from this, Jack? Can we be looking forward to, we say, in 4 or 5 years' time, of maybe the Kerry Vocational Schools winning in All-Ireland again?
Well, that's a long-term picture, Uishi. I mean, I suppose the Kerry Vocational School scene has gone backwards a little bit in the last few years, with the likes of Colossians Skellige and Rathmore Community College going it alone in the colleges scene. So, I mean, they're two big schools, and you know, you'd have to say that they were a big loss to the thing. But this year, I got involved a little bit as well in the vocational county scene this year, and you know, the team did quite well under the management of Donald Rooney. I just got involved doing a bit of coaching and doing a few sessions. And, you know, we had two great games up in Mallow there under lights, and we won the Munster B against the Munster B final against Limerick. So that was a step forward. And, you know, we had a decent enough side. You know, they were well comprehensively beaten by Cork in the A final. But then again, that was always on the cards because Cork have an exceptionally big pick. And they walloped Galway, you know, a couple of weeks ago as well. They held them to 2 points. So I think that's an exceptionally strong Cork team this year. But, you know, the fact that Kerry won their own grade is a step forward. And, you know, that's encouraging.
Would you have any message, Jack, to fellas in clubs out there that might have fellas in their clubs involved in the schools that we're talking about? Is there anything they can do to push the thing on and maybe even help you?
Well, one of the things I've been pushing for the last while is that we have to get club coaches involved in schools. And I mean, we've been lucky down in Kalashnishkeld. We've got a couple of good lads involved there with the senior team and the underage teams down there. The last couple of years, I mean, I brought in John Shanahan last year, and you know, he's from Valencia Young Islanders, and he's proved to be a great asset to the school because you know, he's a Kerry minor selector, and he's an up and coming coach, and he's done a great job down in Kalashnishkeld over the last couple of years. And they were very unlucky this year to be beaten by Chris Tree in the Cornyvilly quarter final, and it looks like Chris Tree will go ahead to win that competition. They'd be favourites anyway, even though Dingle would have a bit to say about that. But and likes of Dan Fitz from Waterford comes in and gives a hand with the under 15s in the school. So that's the way it has to go, because any more Uishe teachers are under tremendous pressure now with the way things are and the cutbacks and all the rest of it. And maybe they don't have the time and maybe sometimes the inclination to get involved in after school coaching, because, you know, there's a lot of pressure on their time now.
So any fella in the club that can help, and a good coach to drop in and maybe give a couple of days here and there, it would be a big help. Contact the person in the school.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the way I think it has to go in the future, that clubs are going to have to get involved in the school setup, because, as I said, the days of teachers, you know, training kids during their holidays and lunchtimes and after school, I think that's a thing of the past. It's more difficult now with the pressures that are on teachers, and, you know, their wages are getting cut and all the rest of it, so maybe the incentive isn't there for them.
I saw a young fella from Kerry, Jeff O'Donoghue from Glenfleth, starring with the Cork Vocational Schools. Well, I didn't see him, but I read about him last week there. He was the top scorer for them, and he's starring with Cork, so there must be a lot of good young footballers like him out there.
Yeah, there are, of course. Yeah, well, Jeff was a pretty well-known player before he played with the Cork Vocational School team. He was a good player there with the SEM for a couple of years. But, you know, there's a lot of talent around the county underage, Uishe, but coaches is critical. I mean, you know, I know there's good work being done with the development squads around the county, but, you know, we can't rest on our laurels. I mean, just because the tradition is in Kerry doesn't mean that it counts too much anymore, because there are so many choices now for young kids. They have outside of the soccer and the rugby that I was talking about, and the rowing that you referred to, there are plenty of other games that they can play, like computer games and television games and all the rest of it. And unless Gaelic football coaching is made very attractive for the kids, we lose a lot of them, do you know?
I must say, Jack, I have a special interest myself in when I called the vocational schools, because I played with them back in the 50s myself. The great men, Bagshin Drummond, Larton Mersinham, he was training us that time, and Sean Russell there, he was the headmaster in the Killarney school. His wife actually died only there a couple of days ago. They all put great work into there, and it was great. And of course, you cut your teeth with the vocational school. They were the first teams you would they be the first teams you'd have trained?
Well, I suppose I was involved with the club and with Scully Cunnell down in Carsevine, you know, when I came out of college first. But funny enough, my involvement with the Kerry Vocational Schools goes back 35 years. This year I won two All-Irelands with them as a player in 77 and 78, and I was around the same year as Ambrose Donovan and Mikey Keane and those fellas. So I have good memories of it. And then I got involved coaching them in the early 90s. So we had a great run there. We won three Munsters and two All-Irelands from 91 to 93. You know, with players like John Crowley, Dennis Dwyer, James O'Shea, Brian Clark, Jerry Murphy from Rathmore, who was a fantastic underage player. I remember in one vocational final, we had a great battle with Cork, and we beat him in a replay up in Ovens and near Cork City there, and Jerry Murphy was 15 at the time, and he kicked 5 points from play that day. And funny enough, I was on his way to Willie Dowling. There was a young fella playing that time called Kenneth Boyle, and Kinnett was a right good player at the time, left-footed, and his young brother, Padraig Boyle, who was a great up-and-coming prospect, was playing this year with the Kerry Takes. So that's a long association that the Boyles have with Kerry Takes, isn't it?
It's a long association. It is. Well, Jack, the best of luck. Anyway, you're having a big. Are you having an official launch coming up shortly of what's going to happen?
Well, I think there will be a launch in a couple of weeks' time, with the papers and that. But the most important thing is that we try to work away, discreetly behind the scenes and try and encourage the teachers in the school to rejuvenate the coaching and the thing. And I have to say, there's a lot of great work being done. I mean, some of the schools now, there are a high of activity there at lunchtime. There's an awful lot of stuff going on, and. Schools like the Gael Coláiste and Tralee, they have a sports afternoon there every Wednesday, so there's a pile of activity going on there. Like the Castle Island, between basketball and football, boys and girls, it's great set up there, and the other schools that I'm involved in are Killarney Community College, which as I said earlier, is up and coming, and Killoughlin as well. There's a great graph of the football there also, and I'm involved in the Stole as well in the adult ed sector, so overall it's very varied and very stimulating.
You have a good passionate club man of mine down there in Killarney, John Keane. He won't be shot or roaring and shouting and keeping the thing going anyway. He's fairly passionate. If they're all as passionate, if passionate win anything, Jack, John Keane would win it all round them. Come here, turning to the broader picture, you were glad of course to get off and win 2 points in Castlebar the next day. You're building the team, you're trying out a lot of young fellas. It's kind of fascinating in many ways watching young Kerry footballers developing and having yourself and the likes of Joe Keefe and the lads trying to weed fellas out and see who's good and who's bad. The whole thing, I'd say in many ways it must be enjoyable, is it?
Yeah, I have to say, no issue that of all the years I've been involved, I think this is my sixth year, as far as I can remember, being involved. This has been a very enjoyable spring because, when the attitude of the lads is good towards training and towards the games, then, the management becomes easy. It's when you're, trying to pull and drag fellas, yourself. It's like the club scene. If you're pulling and dragging and roaring at fellas to show up and to put in the effort, then it becomes, a tough job. But I have to say that this year is very enjoyable. And it's well known that we have to, find a few players and rejuvenate the team a little bit. But there's a great challenge in that. And, even the last day there now in Castlebar, trying to find out, how Owen Raslin would fit in at centre back. That's a great challenge in that, and there's great fun in it as well when things come together. And the attitude of some of the young lads there, like Shane Enright and Jonathan Lyon, has been great, and the Gainies and those fellas and Gary O'Driscoll acquitted himself well the last day. The only downside, I suppose, for us is that young Barry John Keane there got suspended in the first game, and this game in Croke Park now Saturday evening would have been a great game for him because he has the mobility and the pace to play well in Croke Park. So overall I think it's exciting times, and even though people are kind of shouting a bit about the fact that we're not winning in the middle of the field, I think that sometimes it's a case of giving a fella a bad name. We weren't as bad last Sunday in the middle of the field as fellas made out. In fact, when you look at the stats, we won midfield in the first half 13-3, and while we were beaten there in the second half, overall, we didn't do badly at all there,
Amazingly, we mentioned Sylvester Hennessy there a while ago, that he does a share of stats for Terrace Talk. He mentioned how Mark O'Shea handled the ball, Jack, at fullback 26 times. Now, great man to have on your side and an amazing footballer.
Sure, fantastic, yeah. And that's one of the heartening things this year, that the likes of him and Tomás have come back with the appetite that they've come back with. When you think of all the football the Shears have played and the amount they've won, I mean, he's a former player of the year, as is Tomás. And that they come back, like spring chickens, with a great attitude and appetite for the game. That really drives us on in the management. And, it's fantastic to see the way he's playing now. Croke Park, Saturday evening, marking Bernard Brogan is going to be a huge challenge for Mark. Mm-hmm. And it'll be fascinating watching, a present player of the year being marked by the former player of the year. So we're expecting, I suppose, that the Dubs will really put it up to us Saturday evening.
How important, Jack, is the panel? It's not just about people who be saying the Kerry team this year and I don't know how they fix and this and that. But from my perspective anyway, you'll want to maybe 22, 23 players equally as good. Would I be right or wrong on that?
Yeah, I've always said that, and there's a lot of fellas around the county at the moment saying we should leave the team settled and play the same 15 for two or three games in a row, but I'm a kind of a fella that never believes too much in that kind of stuff, because we won a league and a championship 2 years ago, and we never put out the same team any 2 days in a row. So I'm not saying that's the be all and end all, but you know, you have to balance it. There's no point in leaving 10 or 12 fellas sitting in their behinds on the bench for two or three games and then expecting that they'll come in and play a game and be up to speed, you know. I mean, I think if you go back to the All-Ireland of 2009, I mean, we took off the likes of Dara and the likes of Ty Kennedy with 15 minutes to go that day and put on Donegal Welsh and Mike Quirk, and fellas were saying, you know, why are they doing that? We're doing that because we felt that the two players that came on were well capable of doing a job, that they were fresh, and that we needed a little bit of to re-arrest the momentum at that stage of the game. And we'll continue to do that. Every day we go out, we're intent on using five subs, and it's no reflection on the fellas coming off. In actual fact, it's one of the things that I think we've succeeded in doing, is getting fellas to buy into the squad system, that if you're taken off or you don't start in a game, that it's not a huge dishonour or a slight in your anything like that, that you're part of a squad system. And it happens all the time in rugby, it happens in soccer, it happens in other games, but in Gaelic football it seems to be a kind of a slight on a fella if he's taken off. It's not, it's just that you're sometimes want to put in a fella with 20 minutes to go, like Anthony Maher did up in Castlebar and played very well for the last 20 minutes, and that's what you need. Sure, I mean, that's what a squad are for. They're not coming in just to sit on the bench and make up numbers of training. You want 20 or 22 or 3 fellas who are ready, willing and able, you know.
I don't expect you to be naming names or anything, you know, Jack, when I put this to you, but you're a shrewd operator now. I've no doubt in your mind, how many positions in the first 15 now, for instance, are you happy with, without mentioning a position, or in your mind's eye now, how many positions do you think that you have filled?
Well, it's hard to say, Weishi, but there's always, like, you know, the league for me is about trying to put pieces of the jigsaw together, do you know? And I mean, Owen Brosnan, the last day now, coming in as centre halfback, while Tomás was doing very well there, I suppose Tomás's position at right halfback is still, you know, probably his best position. So, I mean, that was another piece of the jigsaw. Now, Croke Park next Saturday evening is going to test Owen again, you know, because of the wide open spaces there. It's harder to close down a man in Croke Park than it is anywhere else. So, you would have to say that while Owen looked very well in Castlebar, that this will be a new challenge for him now in Croke Park Saturday evening, and the programme, I mean, the game will be over when the programme goes out, so we'll see how it goes. So this is what it's about. It's about putting pieces of the jigsaw together. I mean, you would have to say that maybe we have 10 positions nailed down, yeah, at the moment that you think would be safe enough, and there are still 5 spots, I would say, up for grabs. And the nearer you go to the championship, you're still as well off to have maybe 1 or 2 positions still up for grabs, because that keeps people hungry. Because if I was to come out now and say that 15 spots are nailed down, then the other 10 or 12 fellas who are on the panel would say to themselves, we might as well stay at home, because there's no chance of breaking into this outfit. That is not the case at all. I would have to say that there are at least 5 spots to my mind, and maybe I stand to be corrected, maybe the other selectors would have something else to say about that. But I would say that there aren't that many positions. I don't know, is that a good or a bad thing? But I would say that that's what the league is for. Maybe to bid down at least maybe 12 or 13 positions and have a couple of spots then, you know, for fellas to come into form, and anything can happen. I mean, it's a long year. Fellas can come in or out of form, and the players that are playing to form are the fellas who will stay in the jersey, and that's always been our policy.
One more thing, Jack, I'd like to put you... When you're reading papers, national and local, when you're listening to so-called experts on local and national, and listen maybe even to likes of myself, Rob Mashing, and radio and things like that, behind it all, the selectors and yourself know what's happening. We don't know what's happening behind the scenes. We don't know what's happening personally with players. We don't know what's happening in the training sessions. At the end of the day, am I right or wrong in saying that ye know way more than what everybody else knows? Would that be summing it up fairly?
Well, I don't know now. Look, I'm not saying that likes of you or the national media don't have a right to express their opinion, but sometimes you're not right. Like, sometimes you're just plain wrong. I mean, for example, last weekend, if you were to open the papers, Monday, you'd say that Kerry got a very generous decision with the penalty up in Castlebar. Now, I looked at the incident straight after the game, and because we got a DVD in, we were looking at it coming down in the coach. And to me, it was a stonewall penalty. The goalie, you would have to go asking the goalie, what was he doing wrapping his hands around Adam Sullivan? And yet, if you were at the papers Monday morning, you'd say, Maurice Deegan gifted us a penalty. I checked it out with the guy who's assessing the referees just to see what did he think, and he said 100% penalty. Mm. Now, you never see the media come around and say, do you know what, we got that one wrong now. And that's the kind of stuff that's annoying. Do you know, sometimes they're great to express a view, but not so ready then to say that, do you know, something, we got that one wrong. But I would have to say that overall we don't take an awful lot of notice of the media, and I'd hope that the players don't either, because at the end of the day, we're the ones who know what's going on. For example, last weekend we decided to leave Anthony Mahar on the bench because he had a game, a full Sigerson Cup game on the Thursday. So we thought it was more prudent to start Seamus Scanlon and maybe bring Anthony Mahar in for 20 minutes. Now, people on the outside looking in would have said they're after dropping Anthony Mahar. It wasn't the case of that. To my mind, was a case of being sensible and giving every fella an equal amount of football, which is what we need. We can't have fella sitting on the bench, you know, for two or three games, because when they come in, if they come in, then after that, they're no good to you because they're off the pace. So this is what the whole idea is about, rotating the squad during the National League, giving fellas an equal amount of football, and then, you know, biting the bullet, then coming up to Championship saying, this is our settled partnership at midfield, this is our settled full forward line or whatever. And that's the process that's involved here. And people from the outside are saying they should settle the team. They don't realise that I have a squad to run. I just don't have 15 fellas to run. I have to look after a full squad, and you're not going to keep a squad happy unless you give them game time.
Looking down the line now, Jack, everything's pointing towards the Championship, of course. Kerry will be there and thereabouts, no doubt at all about that. You're a winner, you think about nothing about winning, but would you reckon that we'll be there and thereabouts? Is there anybody that you'd fear? I suppose Cork seem to be timing themselves. Coonan doesn't seem to be pushing his players too much. They're going to be difficult to beat, but...
Yeah, well, you would have to say, you know, at this point in time, that the Dubs are going to be a big threat. Do you know, regardless of what way the game goes on Saturday evening, you know, they certainly would see last year as an opportunity that they lost out on, because they were, with 10 minutes to go, you couldn't see Cork winning that game. And I suppose Dublin shot themselves a little bit in the foot, but they will have learned from that, and they'll have realised that, you know, if we kept our heads there and kept our discipline a bit better in the last 5 minutes, they'd have won that game, and who knows, they'd probably have gone on and won the All-Ireland. So they're very, very close, the Dubs are. Cork, I would say, will be a better team this year for having won last year's All-Ireland, because they are a bit more confident. Even the game in Tralee, you know, I don't think that's a game Cork would have won last year, for example. You know, while we were a bit unlucky maybe to lose the game, you'd still have to hand it to Cork that even when they went behind late in the game through that goal Paul Gainey got, they kept the head and they kept tipping away, and that game was an injury time. They were still down by a point and they still won it by a point 2 minutes later. So maybe we were a bit generous in helping them to win it, but you'd have to say that that's a game that Cork wouldn't have won before. They lost a very tight, similar type of game last year up in Parky Cleeve in the replay. So I think Cork will be better. So for us to be in contention this year, we're going to have to be better than a good bit better than we were last year. And the attitude is going to have to be spot on, and that's what I'm looking for more than anything off the players this year, is attitude. And, you know, I've been happy so far that the attitude is good.
One final question, Jack. It must be very tempting and it must be difficult. You put Kieran Danny in full forward that day against Longford, and he's been one of the stars there since. And a lot of people say, a lot of so-called experts will say that now maybe he should be moved out centre field. You moved him out there last Sunday midfield for a period of the game, and you do it very early. Is it a big temptation to maybe move him from full forward? He'd be a huge loss there, in my view. Declan O'Sullivan is to come back. What do you feel about that situation in relation to Donaghy? Would he'd want a good few games midfield, of course, before he could settle in there. What's you thinking of it?
Well, there's nothing set in stone, Weishi. You know, sometimes you kind of have to adapt as things go on. What I'd say is that, you know, there's no harm in bringing Kieran Donaghy out there for 5 or 10 minutes during a game, because sometimes you need to win a critical kick out. Or a period in the game when the momentum is going against you. There's no point in having the best full forward in the country inside at the edge of the square if the ball isn't going into him, do you know? And, you know, people can pigeonhole you then and say that Kerry don't know whether he's a full forward or a midfielder. Well, I can tell you he's our full forward, and for the foreseeable future he'll be staying there. But there could be periods in games where he needs to drift out to midfield to give a hand to the midfield, and we can use other combinations inside, and you don't have to play the same way all the time. And that's basically what we're planning, is maybe to have two or three different ways of playing. It doesn't have to go in up in the air all the time. You know, we proved against Dublin in 2009, for example, in the quarter final, that we can play great football with the ball on the floor, you know. And with a very small full forward line that day of Gooch, Declan Sullivan and Darren Sullivan. So I can see us being, you know, adapting within a game if we're in trouble in the middle of the field. And certainly there's no better fielder in the country than Danny, and, you know, why not use him there another time if needs be.
And finally, what will Colm Cooper bring to the captaincy?
He'll just bring a lot of respect, you know, from the other players. He's always had that respect in the dressing room. And you know, there isn't much about the game now that the coach doesn't know, and it's a massive incentive for the player himself. He had a fantastic year last year, and he really, you know, lived the life of an athlete to a T last year, and sure, this is a massive incentive for him this year. And I think it was a big part of the reason why the likes of Owen Brosnan came back, you know. I think it will unify the whole county, and sometimes when you get a county, even the supporters behind the team, it can have a great effect because it rubs off on the players. And, you know, I think it would be a great, you know, I won't say a finale or whatever to his career, because there's a few good more years left in him, but it would be a great thing to happen in his career if he were to win the Cup back in 2011, because, you know, in 2006 he was captain for a good part of the year, and he went up to the Hogan Stand, and himself and Declan lifted it together, and so wouldn't it be great if he lifted it, you know, his own this time?
Jack, to be some sight to see him coming down Carly Street past Jimmy O'Brien's pub and past Murphy's and down past the Tattler Jack with the cup up in the back of a lorry, as the fella says, because no man would deserve it more, I'm sure he's... Listen to me, thanks for talking to me, yeah. Jack, and taking time out. And you know what? It's as an old follower myself, it's fascinating to see what you're doing this year, trying to build a team and try to pick out fellas and try to place a team together, and the supporters to sit back and study it and enjoy it, because I think the whole thing, to me anyway, is a fascinating thing to see young Kerry footballers coming through, and see my likes of Jonathan Lino from my own club, and your men from my Tarbert and all. The whole thing, really, if you look at it, that's what Kerry football is all about.
Ah, it is, and I have no problem with supporters, you know, being a bit anxious about the team or whatever. That shows how involved they are and how passionate they are. And the only thing I would have to say to them is be patient, because there were other years there when it looked like we had no hope, you know, like 2006, for example, when we were well beaten in a replay up in Páirc Uí Chaoimh, and 2009. When we were also beaten up there. So, and we managed to get back on track again, and you never know, if we're patient enough and we give players a bit of support and a bit of confidence, you know, we certainly will be in the mix, I feel, at the end of the year.
How are your own two young fellas doing, by the way? Where are they now in their football career?
Yeah, they're playing away. They're playing with Sir Michael's Fillmore and tipping away, and sure, once they enjoy it, that's the main thing.